Yo, what's going on? How you guys doing? This is the Stoner Kid back with another Let's Play. This time doing it for TDV2. If you haven't heard of 3D Velocity, it's a flight simulator where you can take off, land, do several different types of turns, and you can also like dogfight against different planes in the sky, fly to different objectives. It's pretty sick. Still a few bugs in there, and a lot of people have had a bit of a hard time figuring out some of the aspects of gameplay. So I just wanted to do a quick demonstration for anyone who could be getting stuck or anyone who hasn't been exposed to the game yet. I'm doing TDV2 as opposed to number one just because it's the most up-to-date version and some of the game mechanics are a little bit different. We have slightly faster guns, slightly different turns. The mission has been drastically updated. There's a lot of new cutscenes, slightly new objectives that you have to do. A lot of the same goals, but the way that you do stuff is mad different. So I'm here to try to demonstrate a little bit of that. I'll be running through one deathmatch just to try to show people the way some of the combat looks. A lot of times what ends up happening in deathmatch is a lot of the fighters will kill each other and you only end up fighting against one. But we'll see what happens. Before I get into the gameplay, I just want to explain a few basic things that are really important to TDV in case this is anyone's first time being exposed to it, or if this is your first time seeing TDV2. So in both versions, you have these things, your speed, the way you turn, and your angle of attack. So there's actually two speeds in 3D Velocity, but both are mostly controlled with your up and down arrow, so that's what I'll try to explain here. That's the first thing you're gonna wanna do is apply some speed to your engine with your up arrow. When you speed up all the way, you'll hear this like jet fuel kinda noise, which is your afterburners coming on, which burns a lot of fuel, but like gives you basically like a turbo boost. So most people will use that to like break away from a group of enemies or catch up to a group of enemies, but a lot of people don't fly with those on. Next up is the way you turn, and there's a few different ways. There is regular turning with your left and right arrows, which only goes like a few degrees at a time, and it's really fucking slow, so I don't know people that use that for anything. Next up is banking, where you hold shift left and right, and this basically turns you a little bit sharper, but for it to work accurately, you gotta press control and put your speed brake on. And that's gonna make you, of course, drop speed, and sometimes you will stall because of the third thing you have to keep in mind, which is your angle of attack. So this is controlled with page up and page down, and this is basically gonna decide whether you're ascending or descending, if you're going higher into the sky or if you're going down toward the ground. If you have an angle of attack of zero, you'll level out and you'll stay on the same altitude you're at. You can also go back to a zero angle of attack by just pressing the home key. So if you have too sharp of an angle of attack and not enough speed, it's gonna cause your plane to start stalling and falling toward the ground, and you'll hear several different alarms for that. So with that mouthful out of the way, I think it's time to play the fucking game. I hope you guys enjoyed this playthrough. Please feel free to leave any comments or questions, or if there's anything that you would like me to try to demonstrate after this, I would be happy to. Let me know what's up. As always, we got the beautiful bong here to give us some inspiration, and then we're gonna jump into the gameplay. So, let's get stony. So this actually ended up taking me a few death matches to do. I had to do about 5 death matches before it allowed me to land, and the first time I tried to land, I crashed. I did get you a successful landing to check out though, and I'll put that here first. Keep listening for some funny bloopers where you see me kill a shit ton of planes, and they actually managed to blow me up one time. Peace. So we got a little logo here.
1,409.
Upright.
LTS is charged.
We're in.
LTS
is
there's charged.
Online.
On.
All right, time.
Guns active.
Sector A.
Shoot,
Orion.
Orion.
You're going across the landscape.
I've actually actually never listened to that.
Are you the best they could come up with?
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options.
Wow.
Press escape to back out of
the BPZ
menu.
Programs.
Pressing home
BPC
or end will move you to the top or bottom of a menu.
Presents
start
the main
a new
menu.
Game.
Okay.
Racing mode.
So there's an option in here called mode selection, but you don't have to use it. Like, you can just go to this.
Death
and it will put you where
mode.
You need to go. All right, let's see if I actually have to land in this one. I ended up killing everyone in my first one, and it didn't make me land. I'm letting you guys hear all the preliminary shit in this demo. Usually I just press enter and skip all this.
Roger, Apollo. Blaze out.
Sector A, 1.5 feet. Ford. Fighter 1, 4 o'clock. 4,097 feet. Fighter 4, 3 o'clock.
Locked on!
2, 12, 20, 7, 50, 6. Fighter 4 at 10 o'clock. 66, 41. Fighter 4 at 8 o'clock. 24, 4. Fighter 4 at 6 o'clock. Inverted. 9. Upright. Auto elevator. 220, Fighter 4 at 10 o'clock.
Now I gotta land. Let's see if I can do it right this time.
Landing beacon at 5 o'clock. 2.13.
I'm gonna get me some nice distance on this thing.
Landing beacon at 6 o'clock. 6. 13,960 feet. Inverted.
Leveling. Level out.
Motherfucker.
Upright.
Level out.
Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 5.6. 8,000. Inverted. 7. Upright.
I made my angle of attack too steep. And that almost fucked up my plan. What's the best way to do this? Get a lot of distance, then turn around quickly.
Sector B, 1. Landing beacon at 6 o'clock, 10 point.
All right.
Inverted, 6, upright, 6,000. Landing beacon at sector A, 1. 5,000 landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 4,169 feet. 3. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 7. 3,408 airspeed. 3.
Orion, we're too loose.
I know. Come on.
2,918 feet. landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 6.
Okay, we're doing good.
2.
I need us to go down some more, though.
2,405 feet. 1,007.
Okay, here we go.
1,499 feet. 1,001. 1,008.
Level out.
740 feet. Airspeed 200.
All right, we should be good.
Orion, we're too loose.
428 feet. 318.2 feet. Landing beacon at 11 o'clock. 295. 411 feet. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 3. Negative 16.
There you go. I appreciate y'all listening. That's how you do a successful landing in TDV2. As I said, if you have any questions, throw them in the comments. I'll be happy to do another demo. Stay tuned for these bloopers because they happened earlier in the recording and I was trying to explain more what I was doing. So if you're having trouble figuring some things out in the game, this might help you. Peace.
Sector A1.
All right, so I'm applying some speed, pressing page down.
6, 8.
Taking off. There are my afterburners, so I'm gonna press down arrow. Holy shit!
3,789.
Two fighters are already dead, and I'm not even up to
leveling.
10,000 feet yet. There we go.
10. Fighter 3. 5 o'clock. 1.3.
Locked on. Level out.
Inverted. Upright, Fighter 3 at 12 o'clock. 2
guns,
10,052. Fighter 4, 11 o'clock. 1.2. Fighter 4, Fighter 3, 11 o'clock.
That one's still
1.8 miles closure. Wing on, and 4.
Locked on!
Fighter 3, 10. Fighter 3, 66%.
Oh, damn, I didn't shoot as much as I thought I did.
At 8 o'clock. 1 miles closure. Wing on. 177. 1. Fighter 3 at 9 o'clock. 126. 14,064. 20.
Fighter 3, obviously didn't press the eject button quickly enough. Dude! It's not making me land.
Main
in like
menu.
Any of these.
Use your low to start a new.
I'm trying to do a demonstration here.
Sector A1.
Uh-oh, someone's just locked onto us. 6 feet. Stay alert.
Fighter 1.
Locked on! Ryan, get control! Put in the landing gear.
So many directions, Mom.
270 feet.
Just wait. Okay, now I'm in the air. Now what do you want me to do?
Level out.
Fighter 1 at 7 o'clock, 0.5 miles closure, nose on, and 3,006. Inverted, 7 upright,
auto elevated.
Fighter 1 at 5 o'clock.
Oh fuck.
Guns active.
Fighter 1 has been destroyed.
Fighter 4, 6 o'clock, 1.
That worked out.
Been smeared all across the
inverted,
land.
9 upright. Fighter 4 at 12 o'clock.
Auto elevated. Do not have promising futures.
2:12. Fighter 4 at 11 o'clock. 1.5. 96. 9. 360. Fighter 4 at 11 o'clock. 330.
Someone's
305. 90%. Fighter 3. 5 o'clock. 350. Upright. 181.
That motherfucker was getting in all kind of cheap shots.
Guns active.
Fighter 4, 1 o'clock.
Locked on!
357, 26. Airspeed, 6. Fighter 4, at 4 o'clock. 50, 36.
How did you 14, get over there?
0, 3. Fighter 4, at 7 o'clock.
How did you get over there?
Inverted, 10. Upright. Fighter 4, at 12 o'clock. 157.
Nice
Fighter 4
shot.
At 1 o'clock. 123.80. Fighter 4 at 3 o'clock. 70. 54. 30. Fighter 4 at 6 o'clock. Inverted. 12. Upright.
Auto elevating.
2. 2. 2. Fighter 4 at 1 o'clock. 205. 2 High Fighter 4 at 11 o'clock. 200. 4 Fighter 4 at 12. 12. 82. 224. 240. Fighter 4. 6 o'clock. 2. Fighter 4. Fighter 4. 6 o'clock.
I think I just killed
2.9 miles closure.
Another fighter that got in my way. Wow.
257. Inverted. 10. Upright.
Auto elevate. Pull up. Those gunners do not have proxy futures.
I still don't have to land. It knows I'm doing a demo.
Main menu.
It does not want you guys to learn how to land.
Put in the landing gear.
Yeah, yeah.
3,614 feet. Fighter 1, 9 o'clock, 0.
Gun
9,105 feet, 300. Airspeed. Fighter 1 at 9 o'clock, 316. 76. Fighter 1 at 7 o'clock. 229. 185. Fighter 4, 6 o'clock. 1. 170. 207. 16,000. 1 preferred. Upright.
Oh shit! I actually died. Took one of them out with me though.
Main menu.
I still don't have to land. Dude! I want to land! All that, and I still don't have to land.
Okay. Stop. Now, show me how well you can land this thing. I'll meet you on the ground.
At 12 o'clock, 4.3
okay, now
miles
I can land.
And 25,772.7 feet. Inverted, 20, upright.
Alright, so, the first thing you need to do when you land is get some good distance away from the beacon so you have plenty of room to adjust in case you do something wrong. The game recommends about 5 to 6 miles, I recommend about 9. So, I was facing the beacon, I just did a split S, turned around, driving a bit, or flying a bit.
Sector.
Get that music out of here. Thank you. Now let's see where the beacon's at.
Landing beacon at 6 o'clock, 11.4 miles closure, and 24,526.4 feet below sector A1.
Alright, this is cool. So the first thing we're gonna do is a split S.
Inverted, 20, upright.
Now, I'm going to auto-elevate to the landing beacon, but I'm not gonna auto-elevate all the way, because
sector
if I did that,
A1,
I would crash.
23,200 feet.
So, look how steep my angle of attack is.
Negative 45. 16,310 feet.
When you get to about 10,000 feet, you want to level out.
Leveling.
8,505 feet.
Level out.
4.
Level
negative
out.
2.
Level out.
7,000. 7,800. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 4.5 miles closure. And 8,151.3 feet below.
I should have slowed down.
8,100. Inverted. Upright.
So I gotta do a split S and get a little bit farther away, because you can't do those turns when you're too close to the ground or you'll crash. Should be good.
Inverted. 6. Upright. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 8.1 miles
excellent
closure. And 5,989.8 feet below sector A1.
Now it's time to lose speed.
5.
And descend a little more.
982 feet. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 6. 4,723 feet. 90. Landing beacon at 1 o'clock. 88. 68. 43. 50. 66. 95. 104. Landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 4,5,603 feet.
Don't want to stall just yet. Eventually that stall alarm is going to come on.
Airspeed 332.4. That landing beacon at 12 o'clock. 3.9 miles closure and 3,983.9 feet below sector A1. 3,961 feet.
All right, I don't know if I can do
it. Orion, we're too loose.
1,465 feet.
Let me think about what happened there.
However, in that simulation, Orion, you were supposed to be making the other bastard die for his.
Main menu. Use your arrow keys to navigate the options. Press escape.
It's really fucking picky.
Pressing home or end will move you to the top or bottom of a menu. Start a new game.
I'll do that again if it wasn't clear. I'll be happy to try to explain anything to you guys. I hope you guys can get some enjoyment out of this game. It's really fucking fun. I'm thinking about doing a playthrough of the mission mode. The last version that was out, the mission crashed when you got to a certain point, but a friend of mine and I demonstrated it on a stream, and very shortly after, a new version came out. So I'm praying that in this version, you can play the full mission. If that's the case, I'm gonna do a let's play and figure it out because I'm still very new to this game. But yeah, appreciate you guys. Peace.
Buzz. Man can't run out of that. I don't give a damn about his work ethic. Don't mean shit if you don't talk facts. Nah, big man team, hold up. He ain't an artist if you can't make tracks. Sick of man claiming any titles. You ain't got no way, go by Jackson.